Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I want to start the show today by pointing you to actually a show I did a week ago. I had a guest on with me, a gentleman named David Fisher. And I point this out, among other things, if you missed the show, you should listen to it. This guy's been around for a long time, took $70,000, turned it into multi-million dollars. I think he said around $10 million now or so. So very inspirational guy. He's very passionate about what he does. And you can catch that show if you go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the podcast tab. But during the course of the show, maybe it was in the first segment, he asked a great question. And if you've been listening to this program for any length of time at all, you may have asked this question of yourself as well, or of what we're talking about more so. And just for the new listener, if you're just tuning in, maybe just catching the podcast for the first time, Lifestyles Unlimited is an education and mentoring group that basically helps you, teaches you how to become a successful real estate investor. I heard the message years ago myself, listened to the radio program for far too long back in 2011 together with my wife, and eventually we joined in 2012 and took some time. You know, it took some time for us to take that step. But boy, once we did, it was exhilarating. We got our first couple of single family houses. I'm here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we've just been having a ball since and really just running with it. And we have attained our financial freedom. So back to David's question. And what he asked, you know, you may be asking, why exactly real estate? And what is in it for me? Well, financial freedom. We open the show with that, of course. Becoming real estate retired. That may be a goal out there a couple years or so. But really, and this ties into recent news. I'll bring this back to the recent news here in a minute. It could just be as simple as creating an extra $500 a month in income. Maybe $1,000, maybe $2,000 a month in extra income, money in your pocket. And from everything I am seeing right now, a lot of people could use that extra $500 or $1,000 a month. I mean, geez, is that not what our government thought as well, sending us stimulus money? And what are they doing now? They're sending money every month as part of the early payout of that child tax credit. They increased the child tax credit that you can file for 2021 if you have kids, and they've started paying that out beginning in July, sending you money. An extra, could be a couple hundred bucks, could be $1,000, could be more, depends on how many kids you have. So really, it can be as simple as creating an additional $500 a month in income. And this takes me back to the recent news. If you heard the Wednesday report on inflation, I know I keep hitting this topic, but I think it's extremely relevant. And the Wednesday report stated consumer prices have now in the latest month been up 6.2%. 6.2% year on year. This was in October. That is the largest jump, inflationary jump in over 30 years. The last time we saw a number like that was in December 1990, and depending on how old you may not have even been around, you that's listening right now. And I see it right now just live on social media. People are posting pictures when they fill up at the gas pump. They're feeling that pain. You probably are as well. Or they're posting pictures of the latest grocery bill compared to what they paid a year ago, 2 years ago. And so on. And, you know, when prices, when they're going up like that, it's not hyperinflation, but it's there. And I know you're feeling it. I'm feeling it. I experience it at the pump as well. And when prices are going up like that, you really have three options. You have three options. You can, number one, you can cut back on your spending. Well, if you got to drive to work, you got to get gas. If you have kids, you got to feed them. So there's certain limitations there. Maybe it's that discretionary spending. That's number one. You can cut back on your spending. Number two, incur more debt to cover that higher spending. Now, your spending is higher because inflation is up. Things cost more. It's high. Your expenses are higher due to increased prices. Sure, wages are starting to tick up, but they are nowhere in line with that 6.2%. So you can cut back on spending, or you can incur more debt. Option two. Third option, create more income. If prices are going up, you need more income so you don't have to cut back, and so that you don't have to incur more consumer debt to be able to fill up your tank at the gas pump or get that traditional turkey Thanksgiving dinner coming up real soon. And I'll tell you, most people I know, and I'm sure you know as well, what are they doing? They are not cutting back on spending. A lot of what we see going up are those essentials, that gas I mentioned, that food, housing, energy, transportation, not to mention the healthcare costs we hear about year after year after year. 6.2% jump in consumer inflation aside, healthcare just keeps going up. Heck, I mean, we're in open enrollment period. How's that going? What's your employer changed on you there? Maybe a higher deductible, maybe higher copay, higher premia, fewer benefits. So, you know, what are people doing now in the face of this challenge? They are doing what we do as Americans. They are incurring more debt. In fact, in Q3, from July to the end of September, U.S. household debt climbed to a record number, a record $15.24 trillion. That's trillion with a T. Record number, highest ever. And again, we're primarily funding, maintaining our lifestyle with credit cards. When it comes to that lifestyle, to those consumer goods. Yes, mortgages, those are up as well. Those that are able to get out there and find that house in light of the reduced inventory, prices are up. Mortgages, in fact, are the biggest part of that new debt. Auto loans up, student loans up, everything up. What can you do instead of taking on more consumer debt? Stay tuned.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And I opened today's show in the first segment asking a question that one of my guests last week posed. He said, hey, you're listening now. You've never invested in real estate. You're probably wondering, what's in it for me? What is the benefit? And I'm going to get into that in this segment. I led in the first segment, of course, by kind of reflecting on the most recent news, inflation, yet again, up year on year, 6.2% in October, biggest inflation surge in over 30 years. Not hyperinflation by any means, but I guarantee you're feeling it. I'm feeling it at the gas pump, in the grocery store, wherever you're going. And what do we do to remediate that? We don't cut back on spending. We take on more debt. As Americans, U.S. household debt climbed to a record number, $15.24 trillion in Q3 of this year, July through September. Again, primarily we're financing that inflation on credit cards. We do see mortgages are up, of course, because home prices are up, auto loans, student loans, everything, every aspect of our life. And again, the question is, when we see this level of inflation, do we cut back on spending? No, we don't do that. We take on debt. But is there another option? And yes, there is. And that option, simply put, is to increase your income. And the good news out there is that we are seeing some upward movement in wages, but it is nowhere near what we need to see to offset the increases we see in things like rent and those food prices and those gas prices. So wages, salary, that is not going to get you there. So you need to do something else so that you can avoid taking on that consumer debt. What do you need to do? Create more income, create more cash flow. So let's pause now, and I want to reflect and think about what, talk about really where you're probably putting your savings, air quotes, savings right now. And I'm not thinking about save, you know, just a traditional savings account at a bank. Rather, think about this. You are working, you've got your contribution, you're putting away money every month into that 401k, into that IRA. That's what you've been taught. Growing up in the United States, you've been taught to follow the conventional wisdom path, which among other things says we save for retirement using these vehicles here, primarily 401k and IRA. That's where you put your money for retirement. And hey, looking at the stock market right now, it's doing great. The Dow, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, up and up and up. But you have to take a step back and you have to ask yourself a question. How is that 401k helping you right now with that increased cost of living? Does that 401k or that IRA account where you were parking those additional funds from your job, is that giving you added flexibility in your life? Is it adding options to your life? Is it giving you more control in your life? Or are you just giving over that money, surrendering it every month, every paycheck? Here's what you need to do. Put that retirement plan, that contribution on pause for now. Maybe stop it altogether and go out there and buy one single family rent house. That's it. One single family rent house. That's all I'm talking about. And with that one single family rent house, if you do it right, you're going to start to realize those benefits of real estate investing to that question that David posed. What are the benefits? Why real estate? Why should I do that? Above all else, and in light of inflation, and in light of everything we're seeing in the news, you're going to create cash flow. You're going to create cash flow. But you're also going to do a lot more. So let me talk about the benefits, the real benefits to real estate. There are more tangible benefits and there are some intangibles. And again, thinking about what I just read in the news recently, again, about inflation, about costing more at the pump and at the grocery store and everywhere else we go. I want you to create more breathing room in your life. And that comes with extra cash flow. That comes with that extra income. That comes with the $200, $300, $400, $500, $600 a month in extra income that you can have coming in the door every month from that single family rent house. Just one. And then you add another one and another house after that. And if you keep doing that, you get better at it. By the way, it goes faster. You have more money coming in the door. And eventually you've built up enough of a portfolio of single family houses that you're able to cover your monthly expenses with that cash flow. Any job worries you may have had, take over by another company, what's going to happen, merging, divesting, whatever's going on out there, becomes less of an issue for you. That is part of that added flexibility, those options, that added control that you do not have with that 401k, with that IRA. But that you do create when you start to put together a portfolio of income, passive income, cash flow from single family houses in this example. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, we don't just do houses, we also invest in apartments, residential real estate, single family houses, as well as apartments. But thinking again about apartments, we create that breathing room through that extra cash flow. But that's not it. That's not all. With a single family house, we make money five different ways. The cash flow is the important part here. Again, in light of everything that we're seeing out there, Biden's pulling his hair out right now, President Biden, because of inflation. He's got to stop it. I got to put together a task force. How do we get this under control? Maybe I just start sending out more money to everybody across the United States. You need to take control. We've already seen how long it takes them to get anything done on Capitol Hill, so don't wait too long. I want you to take action. And again, with that first house, you're going to realize these benefits, that cash flow. What else is there? What I'm going to call three wealth builders. So we got the cash flow coming in every month, but we're also, we realize these other benefits. Three wealth builders include equity capture, equity buildup, and appreciation. Equity captures the fact that I'm going out and buying a house at a discount. Well, how are you doing that? Through my network, through the realty team at Lifestyles Unlimited, through my connections, because I've been properly educated. I know how to find these deals through others or on my own. And we buy right and we buy at a discount and we capture equity on the front end. We're buying assets that need work, or we're buying from sellers that are in a hurry to sell and are selling, giving us a fire sale deal. That's equity capture. Could be 10K, could be 20K. You could double your money on that very first deal. Equity buildup. Well, we've got this asset, needed work. Did the renovations on the house, made it shine. Best product on the market. Listed it for the best price. Got the best people in there. Our renters, our tenants, our residents. And what do? They pay us every month. They pay us a rent. We pay a portion of that towards the mortgage. And our equity builds up slowly over time. And finally, what's been happening, not slowly at all, over the past 10 years or so, appreciation, massive appreciation. We're going to hit the last one when we come back. Stick around.
I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. And today we're talking about why real estate. You may have listened to the program for a long time now, and we'll get into some mindset stuff with you. We'll get into some operational stuff, how to run your business better. Today, I just want to simply address why just that one single family house can just help you out tremendously right now in light of everything we're hearing about just in the recent news. Again, in October, consumer prices jumped 6.2%, which is the largest jump in over, the largest surge is the word I keep seeing in the press in over 30 years. You're feeling it. I'm feeling it. I'm noticing it at the pump and everywhere else at the grocery store. Fortunately, the things I'm talking about today, I've already done. And I've gone out and I've bought houses and gotten into multifamily investments as a passive investor. So I've got cash flow coming in. And in fact, I have the education. I know how to continue that process. I'm out looking at houses as we speak. So I can add to my cash flow snowball. So that 6.2%, what's it going to be next month? Or the month after that? Although I do not like paying more at the pump, I can create more cash flow. It's a simple skill set that you can build. And once you've done that, you'll start to realize one of the big benefits is the cash flow, of course, in this context. But on top of that, we realize money five different ways in our houses. The cash flow we mentioned, I talked about the equity capture, the equity buildup as the residents pay down that mortgage for us, and then simple market appreciation, which has been something else here in Texas and across the nation for quite some time now. The fifth advantage is, I wouldn't call it how we make money, rather it's what I would call a wealth and cash flow saver. It's the tax advantages. If you're doing this right, you're not going to pay any taxes on that cash flow. And when you go to dispose of that property, that house, you sell it to reinvest in others, you can defer the capital gains and keep doing that. So tremendous tax advantages as well. So based on all of this, you know, again, we create cash flow to cover our monthly expenses, to replace our job income. We do that. One house is not going to get you there. But once you've done one, you see how easy the process really is. And as processes go, it is easy. And it's very easy to repeat. So it's very easy to convert one house then into a second. You pick up a second house, then a third house. That's why you don't have to stop at $300, $400, $500 in extra cash flow a month. You can double that to $1,000, $2,000, $3,000. So based on everything I've talked about so far, we're able to create cash flow to cover those monthly expenses and eventually replace our job income and be real estate retired. You can do that in 5 years or less. So back to David's question, why real estate? Financial freedom. Becoming real estate retired. Creating independence. Creating options. And of course, just building that lifestyle that you've dreamed about. Lifestyles Unlimited. That's where the name comes from. It's not about the money. It is about creating that lifestyle. And that comes with the passive income that you put together as part of your real estate investment portfolio. And if you don't believe me, there are lots of good places to go and learn more. And we talked about this last week as well with David. We talked about the case study in particular. And I love the case studies because it's a good place to go to hear from real people and to hear real results. Because these are people that are out there doing this very thing. And we had one recently here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. We have these going on monthly in each of our main markets and nationwide. And if you're interested in attending, I can help you get there. But the cool thing is it presents a spectrum of investors. You'll have somebody present that's what I'll call a beginner. They've just picked up their first deal, their first house. And then we'll have a second presenter. Maybe they're a little bit farther along as far as that spectrum goes, that investment spectrum. Maybe they're even real estate retired. And we'll hear from an apartment investor as well. So you hear from single family investors, you hear from apartment investors. You get to hear their background story, where they came from, where they started. You're going to find somebody at this case study that you can identify with, that you then realize, I can do this. Because a lot of you have hurdles in your brains and your minds that tell you you can't, that you have to be a millionaire. And you absolutely do not. And I'm going to take you through a brief case study here in just a second. If you're interested in attending, again, we do these live in our main Texas markets in Phoenix online. Lots of options for you. You can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com if you're interested. Say you're in Dallas. You want to come to the next Dallas case study, just email me. I'll get you in touch with the folks to get you registered. If you're interested in going to the live case study in person in Central Texas, I can help you out there as well. If you're not interested in going out live, maybe you're still a little shy. I understand that. We do broadcast those virtually as well. You can register, get a link, and just attend that from your computer live. So you can ask questions. In fact, we'll have somebody fielding questions. Typically what happens is somebody will talk about their single family investment, the first deal they just did. And after they've presented everything, we'll open it up for questions. People live in person right there in the audience naturally ask questions, but you can as well from your virtual point of view. And if you don't have time or maybe your schedule doesn't quite work out, here's the great news. You can find these online. So if you're on Facebook, find us on Facebook, follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook. And when these are being broadcast, you can watch them live there. They're also recorded and posted to YouTube. And as I was doing my research for the show, looking at some of the commentary on the Lifestyles Unlimited Facebook page, I came across a link to a case study. It's like, okay, I don't have to just watch it live. So I clicked the link. It took me to YouTube. So you can also subscribe to the YouTube channel. And this is what I want to talk about. This is a San Antonio case study. This was back in October. So just about a month or so ago. And this was just a carve out of one of the presenters, one of the single family presenters. The whole episode, I guess, on YouTube is just 24 minutes, a very brief commitment of your time, but very powerful. In this particular case, if you use YouTube, go out and do a search for Jim and Robin, Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll find this very case study. I was very inspired. And again, I've been doing this for a very long time, but seeing the numbers that they've put together, they've been members since 2016, they said, and they've got a good portfolio of single family houses. They were presenting on one house that they bought in 2020 during the pandemic when everybody else had their head in the sand. They picked up an investment down around San Antonio. And they go into the numbers, age of the house, the square footage, etc. But here's what I want you to take away. Going back to the start of the conversation today, we talked about the surge in inflation that we're seeing. And couldn't a $500 increase in your income help you? Well, guess what? They absolutely achieved that with this one house. They are now cash flowing $520 a month. That's net into their pocket from one house. Now, what did it take them to get into this deal? About $35,000. You'll see that if you watch the case study on YouTube. But very, very good numbers. That is an 18% cash-on-cash return. Now, I know the markets are up. Yeah, you're enjoying a good return in that 401k, but how is that 401k return helping you right now as you see the prices at the pump skyrocketing, at the grocery store skyrocketing, everything else going up? It doesn't. But what these folks have just now done is added to their bottom line an additional $6,000 per year. So as prices go up, they've absorbed it right there. Now, the case study goes on. It gets to about 24 minutes, but they look at their portfolio. So they're in eight houses, rather, that they've invested in. That's a very good portfolio. And they've created, by way of that portfolio, over $3,200 in monthly cash flow. $3,200 and some change coming in the door every month. Again, why real estate? Right there. Because again, as I watch prices going up, I know I can go buy another house and add to that, make it $3,700. Go buy another house and add to that, make it $4,200, $5,000, $6,000. Keep going if you need to. Annual cash flow close to $40,000 that they've added to their bottom line. And they're both still working. We're going to finish out this case study, and I want to just wrap up our conversation today about why real estate, talk a little bit about apartments, and tell you what the future may hold. So stick around.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and I thank you for listening today. Thanks for taking time with me. Big message I want to convey today relates to the recent news we've heard. Inflation is up, continues to grow, 6.2% in October. So we're all feeling this. And I want you to understand that as prices go up, there are ways that you can address this aside from debt, consumer debt. We also heard that consumer debt in the U.S., household debt, hit an all-new record in the past quarter, $15.24 trillion with a T. So when we see prices going up like they are, we're going out and resolving that problem by incurring more debt, which does nothing for us. That does not help us get ahead. Now, in the meantime, what do? We're continuing to faithfully put away money into our 401k. Two things that do not help us. Adding more debt, more consumer debt, and giving away our money, giving away control of our money into retirement accounts, glorified savings accounts. My thesis is you should put that contribution on pause. Stop it for a little bit. Explore this. Go out and buy a single family rent house. If you don't know how to do that, you need to talk to people that do. And that's what Lifestyles Unlimited is. We are an education and mentoring group founded over 30 years ago. By the way, U.S. consumer price jumped 6.2%, largest in 30 years. Lifestyles Unlimited has been around for that full 30-year period. We've seen the ups and the downs. And we continue to move forward and blaze trails and educate people and teach people how to buy that single-family house so that you can address the problems we see in our society through alternative means than the traditional approach, which is just incurring more debt or working more hours or cutting back on spending. Buying a single family house can be life changing. $500 will not retire you. $400 a month extra will not retire you. $300, $600, whatever that number is on that particular investment will not retire you, but it will give you some breathing room. And it will open your eyes to the very power of real estate investing. We talked a little bit in an earlier segment about why real estate, about the benefits from a money perspective, how we make money with our real estate. We talked about the five ways on houses. There are very tangible benefits there. And you can hear the numbers all day long, but boy, when you finally buy that first house and start to realize those, see those in action, it is something else. Now, until you get to that point, until you've taken action and taken down that first rental house, a very, very good place to go is our case studies. You'll hear real people talking about real results, things they have done. And in the prior segment, I told you a little bit about a case study that I came upon on social media, led me to our YouTube channel. Lifestyles Unlimited does have a YouTube channel. And this was a presentation down in San Antonio last month. Jim and Robin were presenting one of their deals that they had, one of their investments, single family houses that they had picked up in the San Antonio area during COVID in 2020. Super numbers, $35,000 out of pocket, $520 in cash coming in net. That's after all the expenses, net to their bottom line every month, over $6,000 a year. That's an 18.8% cash on cash return. But more importantly is the breathing room I want you to understand and think about as it relates to what we see going on around us in terms of inflation and everything else. Cost and more. They can now address that through that added income. They can add another house and add some more, and add another house and add some more. And in fact, since they've been members, they've bought 8 single family houses. I don't know if they've sold any or not, but right now their portfolio stands at 8. Great numbers, over $3,200 in monthly cash flow that they're pocketing, almost $40,000 a year. And on top of that, we talked about the 5 ways we make money with our houses. It's not just the cash flow. They've created over $500,000 in equity. Now, if you don't believe me, go out to YouTube, find this case study, and look at some of the others. What I find when I go to case studies, there are different presenters, different points on their journey. Some may be total new beginners. That may be the appropriate person for you. Some are a little bit farther along. That may be the appropriate person for me. Some are doing multifamily. That may be what you want to hear about. But the more the case studies I attend, the more the numbers resonate, the more I'm able to internalize that. And the better I'm able to picture myself in that role. Maybe on that stage one day. Maybe presenting my numbers. It's an interesting place to go, and you really get your hand on the numbers in these investments, and you get inspired. I think that's the other piece of the case study that's extremely important. We talk about the numbers. We look at that deal. We see the before and after, but we hear their story, where they were before, how real estate has helped them as a family. And I think that's very important in these times, again, as we watch everything going on around us and going up around us, very important as a takeaway. So again, benefits of real estate, I think we've seen in a very concrete example here. In their case, one house, an additional $500 a month. What could that do for you? Now, they've done 8 houses. Some are cash flowing a little north of $200. Some are well north of $500, all told around $3,000 and some change per month. Again, same question. What can that do for you? Help you breathe easier. Help you relax at night. Maybe start working part-time. I don't need to be working 60, 70 hours a week. I want to see my kids. I want to see my grandkids. Well, now that I've created that passive income, I can cut back. So those are the benefits of real estate. Benefits of Lifestyles Unlimited. We mentioned the education. It's interesting in this case study. Again, this was on YouTube. So I was watching the video. And Jim, he was asked by the presenter, the MC at the case study there, maybe that's David Fisher, did you have any real estate experience? No. He had none. Had you owned rental houses before? No, he had none. In a very short period of time, they've really ramped this up. So the education is what's really helped them. In fact, they talk about this a little bit and they hit some of the questions later. They self-manage that portfolio. Seems like a lot. 8 houses, how do you deal with 8 rental properties? Well, they're properly educated. When you're educated, you understand the processes to put into place. You can do that. Now, you don't have to self-manage. I want you to understand that. You can hand your portfolio off to a property manager, or I mentioned apartments, you can get into apartments. And apartments, hey, what are the benefits there? You know, we share those same 5 ways that we make our money in houses with apartments, only at scale. Instead of putting $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 into a single family house, you might put as much as $100,000. Doesn't have to be that much. I got into a deal recently, maybe $25,000. Apartment investments vary quite a bit depending on what's at target there, but you have scale. You may be getting into $200,000 into an investment with 200 apartment doors, 200 units. Totally different game. And as the lead investor, the syndicator that's putting together that deal with you, you may be going in as a passive. They have a business plan and they're going to do something to turn that apartment around. Again, we're looking for assets where we can go in and get that at a discount and add some value. And through that value add, we're forcing appreciation. Something we can't do with single family houses. We rely on the market to appreciate around us in order to see that appreciation, but we can go in and force that with apartments. You can go in as a passive investor. If you don't want to be involved at all, just put your money into the pot. That's what I've been doing. Wait for the returns, the mailbox money. that cash flow that we just talked about that Jim and Robin got out of their single family house, you can get that out of that apartment investment as well as a passive. Maybe you like to have control. Maybe you're tired of giving your money away to that 401k and having no control. I'm going to become an apartment investor. You can do it. You can come to the case study and hear the apartment investors present their story. See who resonates with you and go out and become that lead investor. That's a term we use at Lifestyles Unlimited. That's the project manager that's syndicating the deal, putting the deal together, the investment together, together with you and other passive investors. And finally, maybe you have the capital. You say, you know what? I'm just going to go out and buy a small multifamily myself. Lots of options with apartments. We're looking at cash flow there as well, though. We're looking at capital gain there as well. All the things we see in houses plus that forced appreciation. I'm speaking at an upper level here. What I really want to get across to you, number one, in these hard times where you may be worried about what the future holds, worried about inflation, worried about whether you'll ever be able to retire, frankly, worried about the future for your kids or your grandkids, I'll tell you, just stop doing the same thing you've been doing and ask yourself, has it been working? Get off that conventional wisdom path. Get out to a couple of our case studies, whether in person. Again, you can email me at askandy@luinc.com if you want more information about that, or follow us on Facebook. You can join those live or subscribe to our YouTube channel and go check those out. There are a lot of them out there. Again, you'll find that presenter that really resonates with you, their story, their starting point, their family, that single family house investment they put together, the multiple investments in single family, or maybe that apartment deal. But start to tune in and start to understand the numbers from their perspective, not just from mine, but from theirs. You'll get their story and get it in that context. Real people, real results. Again, askandy@luinc.com if you want more information about our case studies, or go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You can find our podcast there. Learn about the free workshop. Like I said, I thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.